Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Out of the three of us, who do you think has the best chance to actually run and finish 26.2 miles? And don't worry, none of us think
Teddy,
we can do
Teddy,
it.
Teddy, I won't be offended.
Okay, and me neither. Actually, don't pick me.
All right, man, you my boy.
Don't pick me.
You my boy, but I'm not picking you.
No, you should not.
I'd go with Lou.
No, he's the best man, chance
I, no,
we
no,
got.
No, 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 no. No, this dude don't like weather. He's not going out there if it's raining.
No.
It could be too hot and he's not going out there.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
Did you say...
I don't know. What's wrong with
gas
that one?
Fred? Is that what you
gas
said?
Fred.
Oh, please. Do you want to start a counter of all the stupid things, all the things that you say?
I'm just bringing it up because you ridicule me every day with the trending of a mistake I made.
I was thought about it. Teddy is right, though, because I'm mentally tougher than you are.
Please.
So you would probably quit. I would refuse to.
Here's the thing. My issue is not that I couldn't mentally get through it. Graphically, my joints are just not the same as Teddy's.
Yeah, like
even though...
Even
what?
Please, do you want a counter? Grass Fred. it's grass by a guy named Fred.
Yeah. Some guy Fred's making the grass.
Fred's making the grass. All righty.
So, I'm telling you, there are people still coming. They'll be coming in for hours.
Daughter made it all right?
Hours. She got in 5:33:55 was her time.
Good for her.
Well, you know, here's the thing. Job. You know what? You know, people talking about Tiger and his son and what a great moment that was yesterday. Right. Well, how special would it be for you to run the marathon with your daughter and you both cross the finish line hand in hand? Talk about a special. That I would cry over, okay? If you want to see me cry, I would like to see
but laughing,
that.
What about when crying, I hit the, laughing.
Oh, is that totally different?
It's still crying. Your ass off.
Still what about when
I, because I could just see his daughter dragging him by an arm.
Yeah.
And Ordway's lying on the ground, the mouth's open, tongues out, and she's dragging him across the
finish
line.
As I hit the pavement face first at the 12-mile
mark. It'd be a good bonding moment. Yeah. If Bradfo can run the marathon, then you should be able to run the marathon.
Bradfo and his shadow.
You got 2-for-1 price.
All right, so we've got the Celtics, we've got the Bruins, and we've got the Red Sox on the docket. We're going to go a half an hour here, commercial free. The Red Sox suck right now. So if you missed it, it was the 11 a.m. game. Nobody was in their seats to start the game. Then people started to slowly get there. But Lou kept on describing it with Sean and Joe. It was a quiet crowd. You know why it's quiet? Because we don't recognize this team.
Hold on a second. I just want to just walk it back for a second. Because nobody listens to more WEEI radio than I do. I'm 6-to-6 guy, right? I start my morning with the Callahan and Mutt. If there's a pregame, I jump in, and I soak it all in. All I heard was Lou trying to describe and explain to Dale how tough it is and how challenging it is to get up and get ready for 11 o'clock game. Like, the bats aren't up yet.
The bats
are sleeping. I'm sitting there going, are we actually going there right now?
You
said the bats were asleep.
That's what you heard driving in.
Those live bats?
I heard Lou talk about bats that are asleep. I got to wake the bats up. No, I never said that. All I said was it is a different routine. You get up there in the morning, you show up, and it's like, man, first pitch is 2 hours away. You got to go to the cage. You got to sit there. And sometimes the game starts, and you're like, am I in the middle of a game? Now, is that an excuse for this? No. Because
like you're making one.
Because they've been. No.
You picked up on that, didn't you?
Yep.
He's so protective of this
don't
team.
Worry about it, Xander. No. It's 11 a.m.
You guys are so full of crap. Yeah. I'm not giving an excuse at all. He asked me about that game itself.
Spends 4 hours every day with Joe. This is what happens.
They have come out, and they have scored runs before. Right now, this offense blows. Mookie Betts said what he's doing is unacceptable. I don't know what, 4-for-30? Whatever it was. I don't even know. Homestand, it was pathetic. He's not close to what he's the impact. He's not even an impactful player right now.
You know, become Jackie Bradley Jr.
He's a minus defender. Yeah. Honestly, he's a minus defender and he's a minus hitter
now. See, the thing is, like, crappy teams use these types of circumstances early game. Oh, lots of challenges today. Oh, we got to wake up. Oh, we got to. Oh, what are. You know, crappy teams use these types of situations as excuses why they couldn't deliver. That you said, Glenn, is trying to lose 100 games.
They suck.
They're trying to lose 100 games. You're the get-back-on-track team is what the Boston Red Sox are.
What's amazing, we talked about
Chris
this.
Davis, he's a hero now.
They got him hot.
We talked about Chris Davis on Thursday, and we said, and Lou brought up an interesting point. He said, three lefties, you're not going to see him much. He won't have much of an impact. He had an impact.
Well, the one game he had against Porcello out of the gate.
That's right. And then he had a two-run homer in this game today. He had an impact. How does that guy have an impact if you're on your game?
To me, it's just pile on.
He shouldn't.
But in these types of situations, you try to figure out, okay, where's the bottom? Because to me, if I'm core, I'm trying to figure out where's the bottom.
This better be the bottom right now.
You think it is?
No.
You gotta go play New York. You're going to play New York, right? You think the bats are going to wake up then?
Yankees,
we're in New York.
Yeah, but the Yankees have their own issues right now.
Everybody's hurt.
Now, Tampa Bay, I want to see because you're going to get all three of their top three pitchers one time, right? You're going to get two of them the next time. Well, so you're going to get their better pitching.
The problem is everything. I mean, it's across the board, which sort of just tells you that, this team hasn't woke up yet. They've realized they're out of spring training. Offensively, they rank 20th in batting average, 19th in on base, and 21st in slugging. Like, this should be the one or two in offense in all categories offensively.
Even with this sample size, I agree with you.
We talk about the starting rotation got off to a slow start. Now, recently, Erod and Price were very good. But offensively, there is nothing. I mean, like I said, Mookie, after the game, I think he went 3-for-21 in his homestand. He said, basically, what I'm doing is unacceptable. I got to find out a way to get something done and help this team. He's not doing anything.
This is my favorite stat of the day. So the Red Sox, the Orioles started a guy by the name of Dan Straley.
Sure did.
Yeah. Okay. When he started the game, his ERA was 19.29.
Yep.
Thanks to the ineffectiveness of the Boston Red Sox bats, he ended with a 10.24.
He's still having a bad year.
It's just these are the type of things that people start pointing out.
It's more the Red Sox than it is.
Piling on. It's an embarrassment factor. This guy sucks, and then he gets better when he plays against you.
See, I could see it if you had some guys that were not hitting well, but you had enough. You have enough in this lineup that even when a couple guys go cold, you still can carry the team. They can still carry this team, all right? They have starting pitching that can carry this team. Now, the bullpen remains to be seen. In the last couple games, if they're any indication, I would be a little bit concerned about this bullpen. But we were going into it, and you may have to make some adjustments when you get to the trading deadline with the bullpen. But all three aspects of what you're doing has not been good. Now, starting pitching, would you say Erod and Price have been pretty good the last time through, they've been good. All right, we'll see how that plays. But I'm not sure you can do this, Christian. You said the low spot.
What's the bottom? I want to know what the bottom is because I don't think you're there yet.
You better not be 30 days from now.
I don't think you're there yet. I think you haven't even shown a glimpse of digging yourself out of it. So how would you assume that this is the bottom?
Well, the only reason why you would say that is because the rotation's been awful. They've been awful defensively. The bullpen's showing cracks now, and they can't pitch. I mean, really, there isn't one aspect of the game as a team, they're showing any consistency or playing at a high level.
Okay,
nothing. So if that's not the bottom, I don't know what is.
You've been over there the whole year? You've been over there the last week. You tell me. Just looking at the body language from afar and watching how they don't seem to be concerned about any of it. There's no, hey, guys, we got to get our bleep together.
No, nothing's changed.
They don't seem to be concerned. It's almost like we're so good. Look at the guys sitting in every one of these lockers. We're so good. We're going to turn it on. We're going to be fine. Maybe they're looking at the Dodgers last year, who were 10 games under 500 late in June.
Did
you see any concern over
there? Nothing has changed. They went 3-8 in a road trip, and he said, we'll come home. We can reset. They look like the exact same team. The only difference was they didn't go 3-8. They went 3-3 because they're home, and they just tried to roll the balls out there and beat two bad teams.
Right.
Those two teams are awful. Like, they are awful. Like, their big league lineups, they have, like, one or two professional hitters in each of them, tops. And it's not even like they're going with the kids. Baltimore doesn't even have any kids. Toronto's kids, their future, is still in AAA, a lot of their talent. So neither one of those teams are good. So what do? They continue to do the exact same thing on the road. They just roll the balls out there, and we'll win these games. Well, they're 3-3. Those two teams, they went 31-7 against the Orioles and Blue Jays last year. 31-7. They're now 3-3 against them. I mean, they have not. I don't know what you're waiting for. You know, is it the panic? Or we've been talking about it before. Maybe they need New York in front of their face. Maybe they need Toronto in front of their face to start taking it.
Tampa,
and I don't say take it serious because they're taking it serious, but you got to have a little bit of edge that they obviously do not have right now.
So do we look at this as a barometer? So two games against the Yankees. But let's be honest, guys. The Yankees have a lot of issues. You know, you go in there and win two, and you could say, okay, we won two against the Yankees, but that's not the same Yankee team you're going to see a month from now. I think the better barometer are the six games you are taking on the Rays with.
Yes.
Three down there and three back here. Because their pitching, as you know, has been superb, and they're hitting right now. They're scoring. They're getting behind in games even.
But the other thing is that
coming up with
the pressure to me is becoming obvious that it's starting to get to them a little bit. I believe that. So Cora, when the season first started, like right after after Seattle, I think it was after Oakland, it was the tweet that he sends out when he's playing the music. Hey, you guys, listen, it's real early right now. Let's just play some cool tunes and let's not act like the ship is going down right now and the season just started. To me, you can start. They feel like this is a and even though maybe they don't want to admit it, this feels like a postseason championship hangover at its worst. That's what it feels like to me. You're saying all the right things. You're thinking that you're doing the right. You think you're putting in the right effort. You think that you're on your toes, and everything's important. But it just isn't the same. And you can't just roll the ball out there and think that you're just gonna just contribute like you did. And it's hard. And you have a. You think Baltimore right now? They're going home going, that team won a World Series.
And they're going to face a good team right now in Tampa Bay. That's who they're facing next.
It's more embarrassing than anything right now.
And I don't know. Maybe I'm off. I'm just trying to figure it out. But I think they get all three of these guys. I think they get Glasnow, Snell, and Morton down there in Tampa Bay.
I think they get and then I think they get two of them in the next one. I think they get Snell, in the other one. They get Morton and Glasnow.
Get three very good pitchers who are throwing the ball very well, not three very good pitchers who have yet to figure it out. No, three guys that are throwing the ball really well for them right now. Yeah, that is going to be a huge test offensively. And again, it's everything. I could sit here and talk about the rotation being one of the worst in baseball, and then I could also talk about this lineup is 20th basically in baseball. So it's not like it's just one or the other. I mean, it is both. And when it's both, you know what you are? You're an awful baseball team. You're not a good team. They're a last place team right now.
And I almost feel like they need to stop thinking about themselves as the champions and start thinking about themselves as the worst team in baseball and trying to figure out maybe there's some humble pie needed. Maybe there's a little dose of reality that now is, too in their face to avoid. It's just a different you're not World Series champions. That was last year.
We were taking calls earlier, and we'll get back to the phone calls at 617-779-7937. But for the first time, you could hear people are getting a little pissed now, okay? Because there's been enough of a sample where you're sitting there going, okay, you won last year, but come on, it's about time. I think if they have a rough time over the next 2 weeks, especially with those six games against Tampa and against New York, and they play with Detroit in between, if this is tough over the next 2 weeks, this might get a little bit ugly.
Yes. Yeah, Bill, because you sort of looked at this weekend and said, all right, 3-8. Get home. Get off that time zone. Get back here where you're comfortable. You're playing two bad teams. Get it right. You lose opening day. But then you come back and have a couple good games after that. You say, okay, time to right the ship. I remember hearing it. I think it was Friday after the game. A lot of people sitting there and that E-Rod start saying, okay, things are starting to turn. You can start to feel like they take a breath right now. They've turned the page, and now they're going to go out there and finish off the Baltimore Orioles. Well, they lost two of the next three to the Orioles. Two of the next three. Yeah. I mean, it's...
Or you could sit there, and Cora will sit down with us and be like, what were you guys so worried about? Why was everybody so worried?
Well, you sort of waiting for him.
What's more likely?
You know he's waiting to kind of drop that line.
Yeah.
The only problem is his team is preventing that. Him and his team are preventing him dropping that line because they can't get any consistency whatsoever from this team.
He put on a happy face again when the game was over. Cora was asked, hey, listen, you haven't won a series yet. And said, it doesn't concern me.
Do we have it?
No, not right now we don't, but we're looking for it. And it was blaming on the runners.
Okay. The runners' fault.
So of course, I don't expect him to say anything else.
No, and I did see him afterwards, too, talking about, the Yankees and Tampa, and he said, we're not looking around us, we've got to look at us. They got to look at their own team. I get that more than anything because, it'd be different if you were losing games and it was because of this or – one game was because of that or whatever it might be, but it's too similar. It's just a dead-ass ball team, you know, that's not playing good baseball. They had very good players. Like I said, Mookie Betts is yet to kind of show up yet and play this year. All up and down this lineup, from a star-studded rotation or a star-studded lineup, they're just not getting it done.
So I mentioned that we got some calls earlier where people were a little bit pissed for the first time that I've heard so far this season. Here's the problem. 2 weeks from now, if this remains the same, they won't be getting pissed. You know, they'll go through the little – they'll ignore the team, and that's even worse.
Oh, I feel like they're doing it now.
No, they'll ignore it. And they'll go to the Bruins, they'll go to the Celtics, and they'll ignore it. They won't pay attention.
This team was being ignored when they were winning games like at a crazy clip. What makes you think that the fans are going to be, I guess, personally, you know, attached to them if they're losing?
Well, anger makes you pay attention for a while, right? Because you're upset about them, you're disappointed in them. But then, unfortunately, as we saw for a couple of years there when you finish in last place, that by the time all eyes are back on you again, if you haven't right the ship at that point, now it's sort of like, eh, whatever. Your background music, let's talk about team building, let's look at some drafts, Pat's camps around the corner, everything else. They just take a back seat to everything else. So they're going to have, you know, another month here to figure this thing out. People will be watching. They'll be following it while the playoffs are every other night. There's a different team in the postseason. But in about a month, you got to hope they right this ship, because if not, then, yeah, people are going to be tuning them out.
They'll just ignore them. Okay, here's Cora talking about it after the game.
It doesn't concern me. It's just, you know, just a bad start. We've shown some flashes, you know, with Eduardo and David throwing the ball well. Today, we were in the game, you know, and we didn't make some pitches. They hit the ball at the ballpark, and it changed the whole thing. But, you know, for a while there, if you start looking, you know, after that Arizona game, you know, we were pitching better, keeping the ball in the ballpark, not too much damage, you know, not too much hard contact. I think today was the exception, obviously. But we got to keep working at it. We go to New York tonight, and, you know, we got a two-game series and go over there and win it.
I'll give him credit. He's trying to stay real positive, and he's trying to find any silver lining he can about what his team is doing positive right now. How long can you continue to do that if your team doesn't respond? If they don't suddenly, you can sit there and you can push people off. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. But if the players don't have it drilled in their head and they're not trying to make some changes, then what do you do 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now?
Well, the other thing
is, when he starts,
I don't think he has this in him. I don't think he has a feral gene in him where it's basically, you know, hey, everything's fine. Nothing. Hey, what do you mean? We got five number ones. We're great. Everything's great. He's been pretty honest. So at what point in time does he start protecting his team the wrong way?
I think you mentioned he'll be honest. So, you know, he said, we're not satisfied or I'm not concerned. And then he'll turn around and admit that we're not playing good baseball. We need to play better. So there's an admission of it. So publicly, is he consistent? But what is he like privately? You know, is he pulling some guys aside? Is he, whether it's the coaches or the players, you know, just say, hey, where are we right now? We got to right this thing quick. You know, I mean, it's urgency. He might not show an urgency to the public, but I think privately with some of the coaches about getting this thing turned around, I wouldn't be shocked if you're hearing that.
But what we loved about him last year is he was candid. He was honest. Yeah. Unlike John Farrell, who would constantly make stuff up, this guy would tell you the truth and he'd be open about it. But then again, about 89% or maybe higher of things he did turned out that they worked for him.
That goes this year, unnoticed.
This year it's not working that way. So I don't know. Can you continue to do what he's doing and sit there and push people off and say, "Ah, no, we're fine, we're fine, we're fine, we're okay," before people finally say, hey, wait a minute, you were honest last year. Got to be honest to us this year. You're not getting it out of these guys.
It's completely different, man. It is amazing how, like, you know, you have such a good year last year, and it's like things even off. You just didn't think they would even off so quickly. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, you walk into this game here, and you're like, we're going to just push Chris Sale an extra day to get him to face the Yankees. We're going to let Velasquez get that start. Hell, we're going to put Christian Vasquez at second base. We're going to move Pierce, whatever. It doesn't matter because we're going to go out there and expect to win the ball game. Well, last year you did all these things and you won the game. And everybody said, oh, perfect. Look at Vasquez made a couple plays. Woohoo! You know, Velasquez goes out there, gives you an extra day to rest Chris Sale, and everything is perfect. Well, this year, every move you make you think is the right one, or every move you make is you think is going to pay dividends. When you lose, there's less acceptance for it. You know, because then people all day long, why the hell isn't Nunez playing? You know, well, apparently he was sick, I guess, you know. Well, why wasn't Pierce at second? Why wasn't Swihart at second? Why is Velasquez even starting? Why isn't it Sale? Why you get another extra day off? So when you lose, man, everything gets questioned. And last year there was none of that. No matter what they did, they just won. Didn't matter. They could have done anything.
Yeah, but
they just won.
And I mean, I don't know about you guys, but he's earned the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah.
He's earned a long leash.
Yep.
So, but again, maybe in this town, I wonder how, if everyone else feels the same way.
No, I think we said it earlier, Christian. I think what happens is they all have, because they won a championship last year. And it's very difficult to go and win the World Series every single year. What people will do is they'll say, okay, I'm not going to get emotionally involved. I'm not going to give them a hard time because they already won it last year. Cora was terrific last year. I'm not going to give them a hard time. But now your eyes, you know, go away from the Red Sox and you start doing other things. You don't pay that much attention to them. That's the biggest fear I have of this summer. If that happens, if they get, let's say they end up getting double digits down in the standings at any given time, even if they have a shot at a wild card spot, a good shot at a wild card, which they should have, I think you're going to find people going to drift away from the team. They're going to look at the wild card and say, one game series?
They got to stay within that thing.
Yeah.
I mean, they really do. Because, I mean, then you could sit there and say, oh, get them in a one game series. They right the ship and they're still a very good team. At the end of the year, they're playing good baseball. That's great. I'm worried about the other side of it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not that easy to make the postseason. It really isn't. I mean, you can't coast for 4 months and just turning on the last month. Now you're really chasing. You know, it's not like the NBA or the NHL, you know, or whatever. Half the teams make it. It's just not the case. So, I mean, someone's going to run and hide. You know, whether it's Houston, who's hot right now, maybe Seattle stays there, or Tampa. Next thing you know, you're sitting there battling with some team for wild cards where, you know, you really shouldn't be when it's all said and done.
No, because there are too many teams that can't get into a playoff.
Imagine battling
spot.
The Yankees for a wild card spot?
Wow.
And they're not even healthy right now. So, wow. What do you, you know, you got to give the nod to them.
Yeah.
At least they got an excuse for what they're doing.
Yeah, this team doesn't. Nothing on Kadri, right? We got no update from the NHL.
How is that possible?
Because they're playing at 7 o'clock. They're dropping the puck at 7 o'clock. And here we are, an hour and 45 minutes away from the game, and they don't make a decision.
I mean, this isn't something that they would push to, I mean, after the game?
No, they can't.
So, what's the debate? What are we talking about here?
He didn't skate.
I keep hearing 10 games.
He didn't skate with the team today. So
they're probably expecting him. Maybe he already knows. That's the thing. Maybe it's just not.
Well, they know he's gone.
Yeah.
They don't know how many games he's gone. But he's your third line center. I mean, is it that big a deal?
I think he's done. Well, I think Kadri will be done for the series.
I agree. And maybe more than that.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe more than that. And the Celtics now don't play. I just saw this. They don't play again until Wednesday?
Wednesday, yeah. You know the NBA.
Well, what the hell?
That is a joke.
It's honestly, I mean, I give baseball a hard time, but you can honestly blow your knee out in the first game
NBA.
Of the series and then be fine.
I mean, it should be every other night until you maybe
at
move
least,
a city. Right? You know what I mean?
You shouldn't have two nights off.
It's even
worse. They played a 1 o'clock game.
Right.
So they played a 1 o'clock game, and they're not playing until Wednesday night.
It's ridiculous.
At like 7:30.
Yeah, I hate the NBA. I hate the way the NBA goes about their business as far as the playoffs. Just dragging it out so long.
Well, they lose the buzz, right? I mean, not that you're going to have it in this series, but as it gets going, you know, you're in the Eastern Conference Finals or NBA Finals, whatever it is. You get game one, it's a great game, and you're like, oh, I can't wait for game two. When is it? It's in 3 or 4 days.
Yeah, but you'll have games during those days, just not that team. You're going to have games every. It's like they drag it out so there's a game every single night.
Yeah.
And there's something going on.
Yeah, they had one game right after another last night. So Wednesday night, when you're sitting there by the pool, by the ocean, and you got a little umbrella drink hanging around, you're going to be sitting there with a big screen TV listening to it in Spanish?
No.
No, okay.
No. Right.
You're not?
No.
Yeah,
no.
So why don't you just hone in on Milwaukee? Forget the series.
I'm going to listen to the show.
You're not doing that either.
You're not going to listen to the show. You're going to stream the show in another country when you're on vacation.
Free Wi-Fi?
With the wife and kids.
I'm not getting
crazy?
Charged. Everybody sleep. I'm up early. What do you want me to do? I take long walks on the beach.
Lou,
I look for seashells.
Lou, if you were on the beach, would you listen
wrong
to the
music?
No,
I'm not going to Hawaii.
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't. I'd look at Twitter once in a while. If somebody maybe tweet at me, what are you guys doing? That's about it.
10 minutes. Just check and see if you're still alive.
Well, how about I just call in during the conference call?
You missed. Why don't you prank us? Yeah, that'd be good.
Maybe I will.
You will.
You know,
hey, Jose.
Yeah, what did I miss? Conference call?
Conference call?
No,
I don't know what it is.
Chuck.
Maybe it's because there's one less person on the call because you were doing the game. We still had our conference call. I always know when he's really feeling frisky. Oh, my God.
I feel frisky.
Was he
today? That's not true. That's not true. He had a lot of opinions.
Today?
He had a lot. Oh, he had a lot to say. I usually I'm having conversations with my wife talking about it, and I just put it on mute. So he can't hear me because he just...
Half the time it looks like you're doing the... Sounds like you're doing the dishes.
My lunch. I usually, at that point in time, I prep my lunch.
Yeah.
By the way, if there was ever a question of whether Robert Kraft was going to have difficulty in the city of Boston and in New England after everything that's transpired yesterday, sitting right next to Wick Grosbeck on the front row, getting a standing ovation from the 18,000-plus at the Garden, I don't think it's going to be a problem.
No.
I think he's going to be fine here.
I expected that anyways. It doesn't matter. So we have the sound. So what is it? He walked out, and then everyone was...
They put him on the jumbotron.
Oh, okay. Go ahead, Ron.
Hottest ticket of the afternoon here in the city of Boston. The Celtics and Pacers in game one. Robert Kraft here along with Rick Grosbeck.
This crowd is electric.
Wait, was that for Bird? Larry Bird?
Well, that was for Robert Kraft.
You see it? That was for Kraft.
You know, ovation Larry got?
You like the conspiracy I heard guys in the morning?
Oh, I missed it.
Saying an alliance is being formed.
It's electric.
The Celtics and Patriots are aligning themselves together against the Red Sox.
Oh, very good.
The Globe.
Very good.
So I don't know if they're suspecting John Henry to be up in Toronto.
Wow.
Kind of form an alliance with the Bruins, but I don't know if that's going to go that far or not.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah. That Wick was like, hey, Robert, why don't you come on, come with me. You won't go to Fenway? I'll take care of you.
Sorry, I would...
I'll take care of you.
I would see if the Herald's writing...
John Henry, can you hear me?
I would see if the Herald's writing anything about it, but now they're hidden behind a paywall.
How about that?
The Herald behind a paywall.
I was fine today with it.
Yeah, but when you went to
you get like five freebies.
Okay. Yeah, when you go to read that website, it was like a paywall anyways. It took you like 30 minutes to read the article. There's so much freaking advertising popped up.
It was different.
Couldn't do it.
I thought that was only me.
I thought my
computer was all jacked up. No. Even then, when you scroll down to read, it would refresh and go back up to the beginning. And I would like to re-scroll down.
Right.
It was a nightmare.
Yeah, I never went to it anyways.
How could a newspaper like that have such a crappy website? The website, and so now they want you to pay for it.
Yes.
So they're going to pay
you
for the
deal.
Crappy
they're giving
website.
You like 4 weeks for 99 cents.
Now, does that mean all those advertisers are going to go away if I log on at the time? Because that was annoying as hell.
If you pay the 99 cents. It's 99 cents a week. I don't even know what it is.
It's like Cumberland Farms coffee.
Yeah. Exactly. You get a cup of coffee at Cumberland Farms.
Yeah, today. I think.
But I was trying to do it just now, and I can't get on.
No,
get on the Herald.
You know, the thing with Kraft is like, I mean, that is that guy. It does not matter.
No,
it doesn't matter. Does not matter. And the most important thing, obviously, on Friday, what is it? The Globe, was it the Globe that the report? No human trafficking.
Yeah,
human trafficking. Okay, so that's it. So really, because that was. Even though it was fake anyways.
Yeah, but it doesn't make a difference if they come out now and the prosecutor's sitting there going, there's no human trafficking. The story still is human trafficking.
So no, people, I don't know.
Well, they made it one.
Yeah, when people remember the story years from now, human trafficking is going to be a part of it. We know that. I mean, that's how this stuff works.
Yeah, it'll be like Spygate's taping practice.
Exactly.
Taping walkthroughs.
First story that comes
Super Bowl.
Out.
Sure.
Does the damage.
And then Kevin Falk will say, it was human trafficking. I can't respect him.
Something like me.
Warren Sapp. Some dude. Whatever team they're playing.
Marshall Falk. I think Kevin Falk.
Kevin Falk would be like, I'm good. Yeah,
and then males across the country were in tears yesterday as Tiger made, and I will give him this. This is, in my opinion, the greatest comeback of an athlete in the history of professional sport. Who has come back? He was done, dead. You're talking about going to the point where you are done, to the point where he is now winning.
But you're also talking about somebody who had an amazing career, was the greatest of all time, arguably, at his sport, and then 11 years later. I mean, you know, in other major sports, not many people have taken 11-year breaks. Right. You know
There's
what I mean?
Even or, a comp. There's well, not a comparison.
No, there really isn't.
Like, you can't even give me one.
Somebody brought up Michael Jordan today on Twitter.
Oh, no.
Jordan left for 2 years.
A year and a half, too.
Never won anything.
Baseball. Yeah.
I mean, honestly, give me, because I don't think there is a comp.
No.
But even give me a distant second. I don't even know what that would be. What would it be?
Did Michael Phelps try to come back? Didn't he come back?
But he did come back. He won.
He came back.
Right?
Yeah.
But then he retired 1 year and then came back.
Peyton Manning.
No.
Yeah, Peyton with the neck.
With the neck, yeah.
With the neck.
We all know why he came back.
He did a little assistance. He had a little...
Michael Vick.
But wait a minute. That's a little bit different, right?
Yeah, I'd say
Well, I mean, you came back.
We're talking about Tiger moved up the ladder where he was being discussed in the conversation as the greatest to ever perform in his sport, right? Then suddenly the hydrant and the front lawn
crashing
and
down.
Then crashing down and all the... girlfriends and then
it was
I mean the eight surgeries with the back, he's changing
twofold.
His entire swing. I mean twofold.
No, it was
threefold, whatever. Fivefold.
Mutton Callahan tweeted out today there was a compilation of front covers of the New York Post with Tiger Woods stories. And every one of them was Jerry Springer like, one right after another.
Yeah,
it was
so
unbelievable.
Many thoughts.
Mm-hmm. And unbelievable. You know, we were talking about it early, okay, everybody was rooting for him to win.
Yes.
At least And there's almost like this, okay, golf is back. Golf is back. I mean, what was golf before Tiger Woods?
Well,
I think the era of Tiger Woods, you're always going to be interested, but really, like, his time is kind of...
Well, I think it's amazing that we've had a run here of really good young golfers.
Great young golfers.
Right. And yet... the sport still needs this guy.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
still need Tiger
see, that's,
right now.
That's the problem. Yeah. The problem is you had a taste of Tiger Woods. Everybody got into it. Then he went away. Now, while he went away, there was 10 or 15 outstanding golfers that if you follow golf, it's never been better as far as a group of talented players in my mind. You were just missing that draw, and that was Tiger Woods. So now that you've got Tiger, and that was, if you follow golf, that's your dream, is Tiger coming down the back nine against guys like Koepka, guys like DJ, I know Day was there for a while, Justin Thomas, Spieth. You want them all in the mix and see if Tiger can hold off the kids.
Many doubted we ever see it.
But that's it, though. It's the fact that he's been basically gone, and there's been tons of opportunities for someone to kind of control the narrative, control everything in the golf world. Yet, yes, there's been this guy, that guy, but nobody has come close. And there probably won't be another guy.
No.
And that's the thing. So if you're waiting for the next Tiger Woods, hey, you talk to me when I'm 70.
See, that's why what he did is so amazing. You mentioned it. Like, people thought Spieth was the guy. He had a good run. Then it became DJ's the guy or Day's the guy. Justin Thomas is the new guy. Then they all just sort of fall back and have a bad year. Tiger never did.
No.
Like, when he was on top of it, he just kept winning.
See, I think that was one part of it, Lou. I think the other part of it, none of them had the great, compelling personality that this guy has.
Well, I don't know if it was the personality.
Oh, I think it's a big part of it.
I don't know if it, because I don't look at Tiger Woods as like this crazy personality.
No, I don't think he's that crazy.
I think it was the fact that they just, that killer instinct that I don't care what the score is, I'm coming for you. That whole mentality that scared other golfers, even though they had a lead, even though they went into the fourth eight comfortable, they knew he was coming for them. And everybody knew it was just a different feel. That, and even if he didn't win, he was going to make you nervous.
Yeah, I think that part is
missing.
That's what you saw on Sunday.
Yeah, I thought that was unbelievable yesterday. The way it happened, and it all happened at the 12th.
Oh, that's great.
You know, and Molinari's falling apart, and he's coming on. And then
two favorite guys. Like, Koepka's one of my favorites. And Molinari, of course, the Paisan.
Is that the only
and I never
reason?
Thought
so you just follow the Paisan?
Well, no, because the guy usually doesn't choke.
Yeah.
Usually, at the end, if he's in it, he's going to beat you.
Yeah.
Because he's just so steady. And I'm watching both these guys absolutely lose it, especially Molinari. Never thought he would.
Double bogey in the
put in the drink a couple times.
Yeah, he had problems.
12 and 15.
All right, we're going to get to your phone calls coming up next. Load them up at 617-779-7937. We're broadcasting live today from the Hotel Lenox. We're here with Teddy's team. And Teddy, of course, Teddy Bruschi, crossed the finish line here earlier. And a lot of his team have raised an awful lot of money for stroke awareness. And we really appreciate what they've been able to do. So we get back to your phone calls coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Up next.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the Radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
That's one of those things where you leave the park on Sunday and Val like hits you and says, you're playing third tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because John Valentin wants nothing to do with 11. And a lot of the guys really don't, because it's such like a just, you wake up and it's a grind. You know, it's like your routine is thrown off. You're like, what time do I have to get up for this game? It's not even a spring training 1 o'clock start. Can I get in the cage? I got to loosen up. I got to get ready. And that first pitch comes at 11, and you realize you're in a big league game, and you're just like mentally, you're just trying to, you know, get up for this type of game. It's a tough game, but it's also a fun one.
It's like when you have to go out west, or you come from west, you have to come east. You know, 3 hour time difference. It's tough.
No excuse for what happened today. They just suck.
Just a little marathon update.
It's windy out there, by the way.
It's really windy.
Wow, 45 miles an hour wind.
It's thinned out, hasn't it?
Yes. It really has.
Yeah.
There's not that many people.
This
would be us.
The good stories come through now.
Richard. We should. You know, why don't we just honestly, like next year? Come on, let's put our hands in, okay? And we'll just even if we have to walk it, let's do it.
Here we go.
Something.
Look, a couple more coming through.
You tell me you couldn't run faster than these people out here, or well, you couldn't. You'd let them beat you.
I think I'd beat her.
I don't know.
Yeah, but you should have seen her pace the first 5 or 10 miles.
Yeah, everybody's sprinting.
She was going good.
Everybody's sprinting at when they're 100 yards away from the finish line.
But this is kind of sad right now because this place was packed. So everybody that was coming through got an ovation. Everybody's, you know, yelling. And now it's empty. So if you come through at this hour,
if you can't finish it within 5 and a half, no one's going to be here to support you.
Someone's got to do a story.
Hold on. They're doing shots at the bar.
They're doing shots.
So you're going on vacation. You want to go drink?
No. I got to make sure I get on the. You know, I took the train in today. I've never done that before.
Want to give away pair of tickets to the Celtics?
You're afraid you're going to take the wrong train?
I am, actually. I'm afraid I'll end up in New Hampshire or something. Like, I'm the country mouse going into the big city. You've never taken the train before? Nope, not up here. I've taken Amtrak to New York.
I talked to him yesterday about, let me take the train. He's like, I've never done that. I'm like, really?
It's amazing. At this age, you're finally getting exposed to, like, crap that's in life out there.
Well, I mean, it was easy as hell. They drop you off at Back Bay, just hopped off. I just walked over here.
Getting home, though, was very confusing.
I feel like it is. Are you serious?
No, I'm dead serious. You can go the wrong way.
I feel like I'm going to end up going someplace. So will somebody go with me? Tyler, you're going to have to go with me.
You know what you need?
I need a buddy.
You need to grab one of those towels so people, like, give you the benefit
of
the doubt.
Feel sorry for you? All right, guys. Yeah. I got to get back to Mansfield. Yeah. Yeah. I got a space blanket.
All right, let's go to the phone calls. Here's Alan in Florida on the Red Sox. Great game today, Alan?
It was a real grind today, Lou. Yep. Where are they now? Sitting in Morton's or the Palm in New York having a steak for poor boys? You know, I really feel badly for them. A grind. It was a real grind. They had an afternoon game playing maybe two of the worst teams I've seen in the last 50 years of baseball. Baltimore and Toronto. And this was a homestand. And you know what? Lou, I like you, but you come out with this thing, well, maybe they can't. I don't want them to see him playing Baltimore. I want them seeing playing a good team. They stink. This team stinks right now.
Wait, what did you say? Something. You what?
Lou was saying, well, they can't get up for Baltimore or Toronto. I want to see them play the Yankees.
I never said that. Jesus, you're making it sound like I'm making excuses for them.
What the hell do I care? Well, Christ. You're pretty good about you felt sorry about the grind and everything. The terrible grind.
Wake it up. An 11 o'clock game is a grind. If you can't accept that, if you don't want to talk to anybody about it, Al, then that's just fine. Did I give him an excuse to go out and suck today? I don't think I did.
Your strategy with a 3-0 count, losing 4-0, and you say, I like the idea that he swung and missed.
Oh, swinging away? I do like the idea of swinging away 3-0. It was
1-0. Do you ever hear of a rally? Maybe you want to get 2 minutes.
Yeah, was it a fastball? Good pitch to hit. Was it a strike? If he takes it, it's 3-1. He fouls it back, it's 3-1. What the hell's the difference?
Totally ridiculous.
Okay.
All right, Alan.
All right,
thanks very much, Alan. Thanks for
Alan
the energy.
Alan, good talk, Al.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
It's good. At least he was listening to your broadcast today. He's picking up on
You know, at least he didn't say. You know, you didn't say pimping, did you?
I don't think I said pimping. Did you guys get that last swear that, by the way, I dropped?
Yeah.
No, would you?
Ryan,
no,
of
I
not.
Missed it. Did you swear?
We're all gonna get fined.
Go ahead, Ryan. Did you get that? I hope so.
Of course, Ryan's gotten really good at dumping your and knowing when you're gonna curse.
Once Lou raises, what's the volume?
Making it sound like all of a sudden, when did I become a freaking homer on this team? They suck.
Yeah, they suck. And we've all been saying they suck today. You know what happens.
You're there with
Joe, and you're there with Joe, and they think that you're...
Yeah, you're guilty by association.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Even though McDonough was probably the most snarky, sarcastic son of a bitch I've ever heard in my life.
Here's John in a car next up on OMF. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. You know,
hey, John.
For comparison, the only thing I could think of is when George Foreman came back in his 40s and won the heavyweight championship.
There's one.
There you go. Was this before or after the grill?
While selling the grill.
Selling the grill.
While selling the grill.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know, when he's
a good one.
You're never gonna see anyone like him again, because he's done to golf what the 92 Dream Team did to international basketball in terms of, you now have actual athletes who are golfing. You look at guys like Brooks Koepka and things like that, and now they're actually taking care of themselves. So I think you have, to your point, there's a lot more talent now than when he was kicking butt in the early 2000s.
Yes.
But it doesn't have that magnetic personality or that magnetic presence, I guess you'd say, that Tiger has.
They don't have any personality.
The guy single-handedly made golf popular for younger kids, inner-city kids.
Everyone.
Guys who never wanted to play, never would play ever in their life, decided to get involved. And if they weren't playing it, they were watching it. That, to me, is just, I mean, it'll, something like that similar will come back again, because it just, I mean, obviously, but.
Well, the other one he brought up is, not only did it open up the door for black people in the game, but he was always fit. And at that time in golf, there were a lot of fat guys out there,
yeah.
You know? They weren't fit. They did not look like athletes.
He and they're all jacked now.
Right. And he came along and he suddenly got jacked, and he basically said, this makes a difference.
You know, but it's an old man sport,
old
as
man
far
sport.
As, you know,
yes.
watching it. And, but I think Tiger brought some young viewers back to it, because it just changed the look of the whole thing.
I agree.
Yeah, it became more interesting.
But his greatest asset wasn't necessarily his, you know, his golfing ability. It was his mental strength. That's just watching people crumble when it mattered most, like when it was the clutch moment, you just watch them crumble and just watch it, you know, slide away from them.
People loved that.
That, to me, was
the fun part.
People loved
that part of it.
Yeah, that's the part I like.
They loved
watching
it.
Them just freak out and sweat and be careless and make stupid mistakes.
But he was better than advertised right out of the gate.
Yeah.
And then when you find it,
true.
And almost presented himself, the Family Guy, the whole works. And then when the thing crumbled, he was like a bad guest on Springer, you know, and it just unraveled and got worse and got worse and got worse. I saw people throw out that mugshot yesterday, the mugshot where he got picked up, where he actually passed the breathalyzer, but he was doing narcotics.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Well, and he got picked up.
In the body.
He couldn't speak.
Well, because it's more than just the physical. You know what I mean? It was all mental.
Yeah.
Is he ever going to be able to win? Because he had a couple of opportunities with some good showings, and all of a sudden it just, you know, you're sitting and go, oh, did a big day two, and then day three crumbled. You know, and you're like, he's not going to be able to handle it. He can't handle that moment anymore. Because that was always the great thing about him, too.
So when you have that fall from grace, and like he has, how many guys ever come back? Now, guys might come back to play at a lower level or a mediocre level. He's come back to win the Masters.
Yeah, the Masters.
Yeah,
would you count him out?
Don't have a comp. You can't, I don't even know if I'd give you Michael Phelps, because Michael Phelps didn't have this personal, like, you know, worldwide embarrassment. Because Tiger was worldwide. And then it just continued, and you thought, okay, he's figured it out. No, arrest. Oh, okay, surgery. He could never get out of his own way or overcome the injuries, and his body was just breaking down. So you can't even give me a comp. Michael Phelps, so he takes a couple years off, and then he comes back, but had some kids, got married, started training again. The funny thing was, did you see Michael Phelps? I don't know what hole it was. He was just right behind Tiger, and when he was on, I think it was the 13th or 14th tee box, just sitting there right behind him, just watching everything. It was, and I was like, wait a second, it's freaking Michael Phelps.
Yeah,
there it is right here. What hole was it? It was like he was talking to him. It was weird.
Not just in the national anthem backwards.
Did you see the security guard on the first day, the trip over?
Yeah. Clipped his ankle.
They went out and shot that guy.
Oh,
he said, sir, come with me.
Let's go to Gina. Gina's in Beverly, Massachusetts.
Ooh,
hello, Gina.
I have one question. I think the hit on Jacob Russ was terrible, and there should be a suspension, all that. But how come nobody's talking about the hit on Terry Crutch? He hit him so hard, his helmet fell off. He was falling into the board. They came right up underneath him. If that's not a headshot,
What was the player's name again? What was the player's name again?
Crew.
I thought it was a legal hit. I thought it was a good hit.
I thought it came right up under his chin.
Well, I'm just saying, I thought it was just unfortunate that his helmet came off, you know, before he hit the wall, and it was very violent, but I just thought it was a good hit.
That's a good hit.
I mean,
yeah, I saw that as like a shoulder.
Well, he didn't leave
it was violent. It was too
he didn't
violent
leave his
you.
Feet. The guy's taller than Krug. Krug's like 4'2". So, you know, he just gave him a good body check, and the helmet came flying. Then he hit the boards. So I don't know what his status is today. Apparently, you know, we'll find
like
out more. But
he practiced this morning.
Yeah. All right.
Thank you, Gina. The Kadri thing was really vicious. And now I've seen, because they're running a lot of video out there of all these other hits, he's taking goaltenders out. But he's done this a lot to the head.
Yeah, he'll be
with
done.
The stick.
This series, he's done.
I mean, how many times can you continually do it? Did Toronto not think after the first game that the Bruins weren't going to come out and be really physical in game number two? Toronto was quicker.
Completely
they
different game on
down.
Saturday.
They got to slow them down.
It was a
they
completely different team. Yeah. I mean, that was like, okay, that's... That, Christian, was playoff hockey.
Oh, okay.
That intensity, that atmosphere Saturday, that was playoff hockey.
Should have watched last night, Columbus and Tampa Bay.
Did you miss his take on how mesmerizing it was? Were you here? I can't remember when you got here.
It was Saturday?
No, oh, yeah, you missed. So, Ordway's.
But how come nobody's talking about the hit on Torrey's
first? No, you were here.
Columbus and
Tampa Columbus. He said he was mesmerized.
Oh, yeah, no, I called BS on that,
too.
Fun game.
Oh, I got an idea.
I followed it on my app.
I got an idea. Here we go. Ready for this one?
Excuse me, while you cried with Tiger.
Speed walking. I've seen people. Here's what's happening. People are speed walking through the course. I could do that.
Speed
I'm down for speed walking the 26.2 miles.
You don't think you're wearing down with speed walking?
No, I think it would be easier. There's not much pressure on the joints. I see all these people speed walking.
No, this is not speed walking. This is slow walking.
It's a Chariots of Fire. Yeah. Ryan doesn't
know what
movie
slow motion.
From. No, look at this guy right here.
Slow motion.
Speed walking.
Before we take the break, let me go to Tim in Dorchester. All right, Tim.
How are you?
Good, Tim.
Hey,
how are
Tim.
You?
I just want to, you know... I listened to EI late night last night too as well, and
sorry about
I'm
that.
Listening to it now. And I just I'm having a big problem with all this love for Tiger Woods. He's just, you know, considering his story and everything and what he's been through. Yeah, that's great, but we're trying to like, you know, I heard President Trump was going to give him an award or a medal or whatever. This
yeah,
guy
kind
is
of
not
stretch.
A good,
presidential
he's not
medal
a good human being. Like we need to like we need to see that he's not a good individual, and we need to like stop, you know, pretending that he is. Whether his story is great or not, like what about just him as an individual, as a man? Is he's not a good person?
Yeah, I mean, well, I don't know.
Some would say
he has an addiction and he has a mental illness.
Wait, did he murder anybody? Did he abuse any women?
No, I mean, that's extreme. I mean, saying he murdered somebody. Yeah, I mean,
if the guy's an a-hole, if he's vindictive, if he's mean to people, if he doesn't like kids and dogs.
I listened to a guy on the show last night who was just saying, Tiger Woods is, you know, he's the reason why I did this and I got into golf. It's just like, but what about him as an individual? What about the accountability? Like, let's take some of that. Let's take some of that as an individual.
I could care less what he does in his private time. He's not being arrested. He's not shooting anybody.
He's doing some stupid stuff.
But let's
be realistic here, right? I mean,
let's be fake.
I don't know. I don't think
I want to be
famous.
But I would say this.
Most people are talking about his role in the sport, his impact in the sport, and what he just accomplished.
I want to be fast.
No one's sitting there saying, you know what, the guy won the Masters. He's a great father and a good husband.
No, matter of fact,
I respect him.
I think they talk about...
He's a great golfer. That's all I care about.
They talk about all of that other stuff, but in a negative vein, right?
Right, like...
They
right,
do.
I'm just saying.
They sit there and say, well, there's this other, you know, shady side.
I can say it's a great story. I can say he's the greatest golfer of all time, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I don't have to sit there... And also tell you that maybe I don't think he's the greatest father or the greatest husband. Who cares? I watch it for the sport.
So I felt the same way about this Presidential Medal of Freedom that Trump is apparently going to give to him, told him today he was going to give him. And I thought the same thing. This is stupid. Come on. He's a golfer, right?
Might be a little much.
Then we saw the long list of people that got one of these.
Right.
Eh, maybe he's got a case.
All right.
I don't know. Maybe he's got a case. Somebody loves at the station, loves our guy Fourier, or is he setting him up for a massive fail? Okay, we're going to do it before
the big fellow goes
on vacation.
I'm already gone, dude. See ya.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, On List, you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI. Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast. I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go. Good.
Last Call.
And I'm thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
You know, Lou was saying, well, they can't get up for Baltimore or Toronto. I want to see them play the Yankees.
I never said that. Jesus, you're making it sound like I'm making excuses for them. I said rather see them play the Yankees. Maybe that's what they need because this team sucks right now.
Yeah, well, they're going to suck the whole...
Fine, they're going to suck all year then. Who gives a shit?
Okay. Well,
the hell do I care?
Long day for Lou.
It's been a long day.
I know.
It's
going to
get longer. I still got to talk baseball tonight with Tomasi. Put a gun to my head now while you're at it.
Torture.
Holy smokes.
Torture.
Last Call being brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your car
talking
to your child
baseball
today. Schedule your free pickup. 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS, all with a K. CarsForKids.com.
Lou Maloney knows the team better than anyone.
Well, the big lug is going on vacation, so he's going to be gone for a week. And, of course, Wiggy has figured this all out. I got to give it to Wiggy. He's smarter than I thought.
Really?
Yeah, he's smarter than I thought. I didn't think he was that bright, but he's pretty bright.
Tight ends.
He's got this all figured out. So he knows that you're gone for the next week, and he's going to try to figure out how he can get into it. So today he declared you the number one personality at WEEI.
Why are you laughing? Yeah.
I've said this. I told this to Braffle off the air. I'm going to say it here. WEEI, right? The best personality on this show from any time slot, without a doubt, is Christian Fourier.
Really? I had not heard that.
See, now,
I had not heard that not only from you, from really anybody.
No, I heard that you and Fourier doesn't like you, from what I hear. Is that accurate? Or?
I'm not sure. He's never mentioned that to me. I mean, if
he took your job.
Oh, that the Patriots show.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know necessarily know if it was him that took my job. I think they gave that job away.
So it's kind of interesting. If you're the best personality and you're leaving the show for a week on vacation, Wiggy, I wonder who is the second best personality on WEEI.
This is why I say I'm the second best personality on the station.
Oh, wait, you're behind Fourier?
Yeah, I get Fourier because he's been here longer.
What is going on with this? This is a kiss-up performance I've never seen.
No, because I listen to Fourier is entertaining. See, you don't know what entertaining is.
Do you agree or disagree that fat people should be allowed on airplanes?
With Fourier on that one.
So you yourself would say you should not fly on airplanes? Is that?
Yeah, well, I mean, I usually get up in first class. You don't have to worry about it.
Unbelievable, man. And you know what I take from that?
Yeah.
Just how unbelievably annoying Reamer is.
Yeah.
He's got the most annoying voice I've ever heard in my life. Personally, he's a nice guy.
Yeah, he is a nice
but
guy.
But I'd rather hear annoying nails on a chalkboard.
But you know, when you said he's a smart guy, if he was really smart knowing this guy would be away for a week, wouldn't he be kissing our asses right now? To kind of maybe fill in for the day and the afternoon drive?
He's got his paws on, and you'll hear it here. He is just sucking right up to OMF as a show.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Any baseball activity, I told you, the only person at the station that would beat me would be Lou Maloney.
What are you sucking up with the afternoon guys so much?
No, I'm just saying, we were talking baseball, so I'm saying the only
one. How about the Big O? You think the Big O is?
No.
I look forward to the Wiggins and Fourier show so they can do a race like this. You beat Fourier?
I don't think so.
Nah.
I think Christian would get me.
Really?
Yeah, I think he would get me.
How about your prime? Both of your prime?
We were both slow, so.
Okay.
So
why do you suck up to Fourier so
it's
much?
It's so weird,
it's
isn't
so
it?
Why am I sucking up to him?
I thought you would be like battling him. He took your job.
He rips everybody on the station except Fourier.
It's so weird.
I ripped him about asking Belichick a dumb question before. He's clearly the most talented.
No.
Who's more talented than Christian Fourier?
See, now I'm starting to wonder, do I owe him something?
No.
I feel like I owe him something now.
I feel like you just get a hotel room from you.
Who's more talented than Christian Ford? He's like, yeah, you know, I did. You know, you. How about a little something for the effort?
You heard me, right?
Then Louis suggested the ultimate show for WEEI.
Is?
That would be Fourier with Evan Drellick. I would give it 4 nights. Four days.
April 20th, 1992.
There was a riot on the streets. Tell me where. That's a great song.
You and Drellick, you guys could do it.
We
wouldn't last 4 days.
Hold on. The question would be, would he be better than Tomasi? Because I got stuck with Tomasi one time for 4 hours.
How bad was that?
Yes. I just wanted to kill myself.
Well, I got it for an hour tonight. Join the club.
And he just sat there and looking at me like, what are we going to talk politics?
So are we going to bring...
But as I said, so. I thought Wiggy was not that bright, but I'm starting to figure him out. He's extremely bright. He's got his own little plan. He's probably got notes.
But I think it changes.
Probably got charts.
But I think it changes.
We'll probably have Wiggy in a couple days.
He's like you.
But you have a guy's little vacation.
Just let me know if I need to come back or not.
Call in.
Because I can easily rent some...
You enjoy.
I may do that. I may easily just rent some boogie boards and surfboards.
If it's just Wiggy, you get bored. I'll text you. Say, prank us now. Rip Wiggy.
You have a great time on your vacation. All right.
Always do.
We'll be fine. So you and me tomorrow.
That's it. Let's do this.
What might be Wiggy? You never know.
You know
at the last second with this station. That's when you find out.
God.
5 minutes before. All right, people. Thanks again to Teddy Bruschi and Teddy's team and hospitality here at the Lennox Hotel. And to Tyler here and Ryan back there. And, of course, Lumpy Lane.
Good job, Dougie.
His 26th consecutive hour. And he's still standing. All right, boys. So spin the wheel quickly. Who's up?
Watch it be Reamer. You must have some forethought, because Alex Reamer will be...
Oh, make sure I turn my freaking radio off.
Oh, Jesus.
You said you really like his voice,
right? Goodbye.
Later.
We're out of here.
All right. Fine. They're going to suck all year. They don't give a shit. What the hell do I care?
It's over. We suck.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.